Satnam, everybody, and our teacher Yogi Bhajan has just popped in and said he really enjoyed hearing all the voices of everybody on the call, which he was calling a Adi Shakti chorus, a chorus of voices. Yeah, so we were just getting smiles from Yogi Bhajan. Yeah, we were just talking and enjoying and feeling the Aries energy that we're going into as we're moving in this very auspicious spring equinox energy. Very powerful time. We had fall equinox, spring equinox, summer solstice. However, this time between the fall equinox and the spring equinox that we're springing into has been filled with not just our normal sun sign in Pisces, but it's still, we just have been through seven planets in Pisces. And as we've been talking on the call, what I've experienced is a certain number of experiences that I had when I was younger or previous to this that were traumatic for me, that I wasn't really able to express my feelings. And we pretty much agreed that this culture is not a culture where you're really allowed to fully express your feelings. So you may have noticed during this last period of time that some feelings came up, which is wonderful, that have been stored in your psyche, in your subconscious, in your body. So as we move into the spring equinox and into Aries, we get back into our bodies rather than just merged in the feelings, and we can start to put words on them and express them. And now that we've got Mercury out of retrograde, as we just talked about, we can actually move forward, and we're talking about making plans and getting together, and that's the kind of energy that we're working with right now. We're working with this vast expansion of Pisces, this devotion, this bhakti, this merging in the universe, this merging with our own souls. Now the pivotal piece here is to give an expression to your own soul. What would your individual expression be? What would you ask for? Would you plan a retreat with your Adi Shakti chorus sisters, your Shakti activation? You know, that's an example of taking action in relationship to meet what meets a soul need. So now, in this time, we're talking about expressing soul needs. And that's the archetype, that's the pivotal message for the entire planet, to live from spirit, to live from the expression of the devotion, the expression of the whole, the expression of the divine, to live from this space of asking our souls, asking spirit first, what is in harmony with the Pisces, with the greater good, with the ocean of the love, which with Mother. How can we swim together in this ocean and be in harmony with the ocean, with each other? So what is the ecosystem of the Aquarian age, of this spring equinox that we're moving into? We're moving into a whole new planetary ecosystem where first we don't disconnect from the world around us. We feel the Mother. So it's kind of interesting. I went out to my brother's he lives about an hour east of here, and what you'd call the country. It's very deserty. And he has orange trees and lime trees and lemon trees, and it's very idyllic. It's in the mountains. So they're not very big mountains, not like New Mexico. But so driving up his driveway to his house, I saw a snake in the driveway, lying in the concrete, sunning itself. Curled, not coiled, you know, kind of curled. It wasn't a rattlesnake. It was, you know, maybe about 5 feet long. It had scaly-looking things. It had a pattern, but no rattle. So it was a safe snake. And I felt, since this is the year of the snake, and this this is a shamanic year. The snake represents the symbol of the Kundalini, but also it's a shamanic symbol, the transformation, the connection with the earth, the mother. I felt this was really a message, a shamanic message to me. And what it reminded me of was just how snakes move, how they slither and move, and they're always connected to the earth. They can't not be connected to the earth. So I thought, you know, this is so great that this is the year of the snake. This is the year of getting new codes. So one of the prime directives that I was picking up when I was meditating on the call is remember the paradigm, the frame of reference that we're in. And the paradigm, the frame of reference that we're in is what happened December 21st, 2012, where our sun aligned with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, our central sun, which is billions of times bigger and brighter than our sun. So we're literally getting new codes from the center of the galaxy after 26,000 years, thank you. We're coming all the way around again. We're getting new codes through the sun. So first, in order to be more more snake-like, year of the snake, to be harmonious and aligned, here in San Diego, when the sun's been out, I've been sitting outside, and today I was earlier, allowing the sun to basically connect with my third eye and then breathing that into my body and into my heart. So I'm breathing and feeling the new codes coming in through my third eye. But I adjust my space so that I can feel the sun right in my third eye. So I know if it's cold, you may need to do this in a window or just, you know, feel the sun and visualize it indoors. But that's okay. So that's what I was told by, by, you know, our guides. It's like, this is the new activation coming into Aries is not just, okay, yeah, just another astrological cycle where we're starting the astrological wheel all over again. Okay, we're starting at Aries, individuation, think about yourself. This is in the context of the new solar codes that are available. There's so much energy from the central sun and the galaxy that the energy is just pouring in, the light, the wisdom is so strong. And here's one of the key points is that everything and everybody on the planet is being affected by the new codes. And of course, if you turn the news on at all, or maybe even if you don't, if you use the banking system, anything, you see there's a new pope, anything that's happening, and this hasn't happened since 1600 where a pope resigned, that the old paradigm, the Piscean paradigm, is breaking the structures that enslave people, that cause people to feel powerless, are falling apart. So not only are we in a new Aries cycle, it's the codes, the new solar codes, the new version of Aries, the updated, like your computer, right? Oh, I'm needing an updated version of Windows, or, you know. So we're getting, like, the new programs. They're coming, the codes. We need to be aligning, accessing, breathing in these codes, these new codes, into our individual physical bodies. Then, out of that, we can feel and connect with what is the alignment. How can we move in harmony with the world around us? How can we notice there's other people around us, you know? How can we share this awareness with the harmony, with the new codes? So we've been using astrology and talking about astrology is really how do we feel what's happening and ride the wave? So it's kind of like, hey, here's the merry-go-round going around, and right now, you know, if you really want to feel the merry-go-round going around that's actually spinning the universe, hop on right here. Hop on a ramp. But you got to, you know, step onto the platform if you want to be, if, and we are, but stepping onto the platform and actually being able to ride that wave and allow that ram. I'm picturing those little animals on merry-go-rounds. I guess they even used to be carved out of wood. But picturing that you're riding the merry-go-round on this ram, and it's going up and down, and it's giving you the frequency, and here's a pivotal word, the support, the energy to help you move forward. So at any time in your journey, if you feel really stuck, or I feel like, you know, overwhelmed or tired, which, you know, actually I've been feeling, it's important to say, okay, where is the support? Where's the energetic support that's going to help me rise to the occasion, the rhythm, the current of the ocean, the rising and the falling? So it's when we get re-encoded with these brand new solar codes, because that's what there are. They're new solar codes. They're new frequencies. And our cells are like plants. They don't turn sunlight to chlorophyll, but they turn our cells turn sunlight to messages. So they it can like excite our cells, so to speak. So you don't want to get, you know, sunburned or too much sun and all that. But just to get the feeling in your body, kind of that feeling of pulsation that you can feel after you, you know, go swimming or walk in the ocean or walk in the woods or whatever. So you can feel that nature is pulsing through you and wanting you to breathe, to express what it is that's right for you. And I was just really feeling when I was just getting my solar codes downloaded, right before this call, actually. Oh, just in time. As we move into Aries, that it's fine. I was feeling like, well, it may be just exactly what you need to do to take time really for yourself and spend time on your yoga practice this month during this astrological period. It's a time to kind of like really claim your individuation and what that actually means in relationship to the mother. So this is a very interesting Aries code individuation period. Well, that's a long word, isn't it? Individuation. Wow, how many syllables is that? Okay, so the new encoded current Aries individuation code has to do with the connection with the divine feminine, which is what we've been birthing, this is what's being birthed at the equinox period, is the new balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. This is the frequency that I received. I'm putting the words on the code. The frequency, the code is the information about what it feels like to have a balanced divine masculine and balanced divine feminine. So we are birthing our individuation, our Aries, but we're birthing it into, and this is what I'm talking about, the bigger paradigm, the bigger context, we're birthing that into the field of activating the field of the divine feminine. So the divine masculine is now basically, as the divine feminine and the divine masculine meet in the Aries ride, the Aries astrological ride, the Aries astrological wave, what's happening is the activation, the divine masculine is actually activating the divine feminine, or is here to serve the divine feminine. So this is a this is a polarity change from the Piscean age. So if you feel topsy-turvy or you're kind of confused or you're wondering what to do, everything with the spring equinox, I would say that catch the baby before it falls on its head. This is what's being birthed, you know, and if we don't pay attention and the divine masculine doesn't hold the baby so its head doesn't hit the ground, you know, we're going to use a phrase, heads are rolling. And if you'll see, there's people being arrested at very high echelons. And a lot of it's secret to not, you know, scare the whole world. But heads are rolling. And that can also be what needs to happen too, you know, rather than, it's like we're going to catch the new baby and protect it, but maybe there's some heads of the snakes that need to be, you know, cut off. And that's the Aries energy, like it's wielding the sword, you know, it's pushing forward. The ram is just going. So with our divine feminine, with the Pisces devotion, we need to direct the head of the snake so that it births this new frequency. So those are the codes that we're accessing and bringing down onto the planet. I thought it was kind of interesting, too, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. a couple I was counseling this week, and what I saw happening is, and I'm going to, you know, share with them also, but the first two sessions were just about kind of like really getting connected with releasing their karma and moving into, you know, their soul frequencies. But it was an interesting position that this beautiful, expressive lady, Shakti, is living in a place where she doesn't really feel that she can express herself. She had a job, which she quit a number of years ago to move with her husband to his job, and now they live in a small town in Europe, and his job is ending in that place, and so she's really feeling that part of her role is to support him in finding a new job. And after I did both sessions, I realized that I meditated on it, and I'll share this with them at our next session, but what I was realizing that where the power was when I just felt into the energy was for her actually to get a job, because she had a powerful job in broadcasting and really let her, you know, frequency and her message be shared with the world, and maybe she would support him for a while and he would move to where her job was. And that's what I was really getting for these real life people that I've been counseling, as I said, would be like, that's where I saw the energy, you know, the way it wanted to move for them. And it was really interesting for me that seemed to be such a beautiful archetypical example of the way the energies, the polarity is actually being reversed. And of course we want to get the flow of the infinite, the sign of infinity. We want to get the flow moving equally back and forth. But there may be an emphasis during this time of breaking down ways of thinking or being that stopped us from really flowing forward, putting the feminine foot forward, putting the right foot forward, the left foot forward, putting the left foot forward, putting the feminine foot forward, and allowing that to be supported by the Aries masculine. So that's the recoding that's happening on the planet right now during this equinox. And the request from our guide and teacher, Yogi Bhajan, is to be, he's like really happy. I'm hearing saying, I'm happy that you're talking about this. And to be aware of this, and he's saying, for us to be aware and just allowing the code to come into our frequency, and that awareness is really powerful. And to hold that frequency, and he's requesting that this week as we connect with the sun and hold that frequency, that we chant Adi Shakti, we chant the Adi Shakti mantra. So what we'll do is we'll chant the Adi Shakti mantra for a few minutes, and then we'll have some, we'll do some individual clearings of these patterns. So they'll be personal and planetary pattern clearings. Okay, so just go ahead and breathe and feel that up from your feet. Oh, the other thing I was feeling as I was just outside a few minutes ago was to walk around in the grass barefoot. Of course, I know if there's snow on the ground. Unless you've practiced your, what is it, one of those yogic kriyas where you generate the tapa, the heat, and you're melting the snow. You might want to just walk around the house barefooted or something, but that was really great. So you may, with the Aries, you may want to feel like, what is my individual expression in this moment and connected with the earth, with the mother, with these new codes? So that was what I was feeling, like the way I'm going to feel this in my body for myself, individuating it out of the, you know, the Pisces ocean, is to take my shoes off and walk barefoot in the grass with the sun out. And so it doesn't have to be something that's difficult to get this new code in. It could just be taking a walk, you know, at noon and just stopping and, you know, the sun gazing, just letting the sun come into your third eye. So it could be something as simple as that. Feeling that swirling around in my third eye, and the information I was getting from Yogibhajan when we were meditating was to go ahead and do clearings. Just, you know, you can release for yourself and then surrogate for, just put it in the field, the release in the field too, so if you don't feel anything personally coming up, that's okay too. So I'm going to do clearings. Now we're going to do clearings together, but I'm doing some clearing right now. We've done this before where you place your fingers straight forward on your right hand, facing away from your body, fingers together, and then place your fingers at the top of your head and then come down the midline of your body towards your feet. So you're inhaling and exhaling. Okay, good. You got it. Good. So you're just clearing the pathway. You're clearing your aura. Okay, so we're clearing our pathways so we can... they have those shows on educational TV. But there's this one guy on that talks about the brain, how the brain creates new patterns. So the brain, I think they call it like neuroplasticity or something. So... We're just making space for the brain to make new patterns. So at this point in time, to receive the new codes. So, it's okay to type, but can you just mute your phone, star 6? Whoever's typing. Okay, there we go. Good, good. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start with releasing like 0 to 3 years of age, if there's any known or unknown energy blockages or patterns that need to be released. Could be traumas, doesn't have to be traumas, could just be conditioned ways of being that we had to take on to survive, but we no longer need. So just breathe into that. Yeah, that's it. Wow, that started opening up. Conditioned ways of being that we had to take on to survive, but no longer need. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, beautiful. Keep going. Keep breathing up from the earth. 3 to 6. So obviously everybody knows 0 to 6 is those just in your subconscious. You haven't developed your individual mind. Good. 3 to 6. 3 to 6. Keep clearing. It is a little bit more, it's showing up on the screen as more interference or patterns or trauma or something to be released. Okay, breathe through it. There you go, 3 to 6. Okay. Okay, 6 to 12. Okay, we're getting into preteen things. Ideas about women. Okay, wow. We're doing a big clearing right now. Cultural ideas about women that were implanted around the teenage years, preteen. Wow. Wow, I'm feeling that all the way from my toes to my third eye. Oh, my gosh. That's a big one. Code, keep going, okay? 12, 16. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Call. Releasing some thought forms here. Whoa, okay, freedom to be the kind of woman. I have the freedom to be the kind of woman that I want to be. A lot of suppression happened at that time. Okay, 18 to 21, claiming, I claim my freedom. And 21 and beyond. Beautiful, okay, breathe into that.